It's an interesting pairing.
That's right.
But I'm happy. I'm very happy.
A dirty comedian and a rough and tumble football
That's
player.
That's right. Although, in fairness, you could bring in 10 people. They wouldn't be able to tell who was the comedian, who was the power.
Well, Randy was telling
athlete.
Some pretty awesome stories there. So
yeah, he's got stories.
Always.
Randy Chevrier.
Did I tell you about the time that I went to the public urinal during a playoff game?
You did, yeah.
I know. I couldn't hold it, man. I couldn't hold it. In Regina.
Those pictures exist.
Yeah, there is a
they
picture.
They are out there.
You're Randy Chevrier.
Yeah.
No, how
back
do you say
in
your
the
last
day,
name?
Chevrier, yeah.
Chevrier.
Well, you speak French, right?
Ah, oui, je parle français. Hein?
Yeah, yeah.
Un petit peu.
Couramment.
Yeah, yeah.
Non, un petit peu.
Brian the Kid Callen, Randy Chevrier. And there's kind of a connection.
Yeah, I'm half Italian. Randy's half Italian.
Yeah,
we're cousins.
I look like I have rickets when I stand next to him. And we got that going.
Yeah.
The calcium never went to my bones.
No.
I mean, now when you look at a guy like that, you're like, well, what happened? I wanted to be big like that. I work out. Nothing happened.
Well,
nothing
did you
gross.
Tell him how big you were at one point?
Well, yeah, at one point.
I don't want to.
When
story
I started,
takes.
I was 315 pounds.
315 pounds. How much of it was fat? Not a lot, right?
Oh, you know, there's a story about the buffet. Yes. I was telling you, I went to the East-West Shrine Game out of college. I was 280 pounds. I show up at the East-West Shrine Game. There's these monsters. First time I see NCAA football players. Never had a per diem in my life because at McGill, they didn't give us anything.
Yeah.
So I go to East-West Shrine Game, and I meet with this NFL scout. He's got this paper. It says, well, are you the minimum weight for a D-tackle? Because you're the minimum height, 6'2", but our D-tackles, it was from the Broncos, he said minimum 290 pounds.
Damn, like, think about that.
I'm like, crap, I'm 280. So I said, okay. They had an NFL weigh-in on a Wednesday. It was Saturday night. I had per diem. My buddy and I from University of Alberta is like, we're taking a cab. We're going to Chinatown in San Francisco, and we're eating. Every night, we took a cab to Chinatown, went to the buffet. The Wednesday morning weigh-in shows up. I don't have a scale anywhere, right? We're sitting in a regular hotel room. Go in through do the cattle call that they do like a combine. You do your hand. You do your arm span. And next thing you know, you stand on this scale that's got one of these little odometer-type things, and you're waiting for it to give you your number. I'm like, please be 290. Please be 290. And all of a sudden, it's like 293. And I'm like, yes! I got 200 NFL scouts all of a sudden just take their notepads out of them.
It's so crazy.
You can hear a pin drop in the
13
room.
13 pounds in, just sodium.
Yeah. And I never went down from then.
And MSG.
I just kept
Am I
going.
Retaining water? Yeah. You guys, I ate a lot of, sorry about my face. Yeah. Ate
goes
a lot
up
of Chinese food.
Two helmet sizes. In is 5 days.
Well, there's a picture that's, I don't know where it is. Maybe I'll find it later in a break. But it looks like I ate a small
human
animal right before kickoff.
As a kid, I used to always be like, remember when in summer, she'd be like, dude, I'm gonna bench, I'm going to lift. This summer, I'm going to be huge.
Sure, 2 plates this summer.
Yeah, but then I had to do this movie, and I talked to this trainer, and the director wanted me to get kind of muscular. And this trainer is awesome, old school bodybuilder. I go, hey, I want to put on like 20 pounds of muscle. And he goes, you do? And I go, yeah. He goes, oh, and how do you propose to do that? I go, I don't know. I'll eat a lot and lift weights. He goes, nah, you're a coat hanger. I'd have to change your endocrine system, my friend. You stick to being a dancer or whatever it is you do, because you ain't going to be big and muscular ever. I was like, I don't like this game.
Comedian Brian Callen, football player Randy Chevrier. How do the two intersect? Well, it's Yuck Yucks this weekend. Just down the street.
Yeah.
But it's a fundraiser. Of course, Chev, you've been you do great stuff in our city between bullying and the Pink Power and everything. You devote a ton of your time, and this is another one of those where a fun evening where it's going to be about laughter and raising money. And tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so St. Peter's run the annual Pink Power event leading up to the game tonight versus the Riders. We've done that since 2008, and every year we raise a lot of money. Up to date, we've raised about $250,000 selling these pink items that we do on game day only. So if you want to buy some and you're going to the game, cash only, $20, mitts, toques, all that stuff. But my wife and I have been the ambassadors, or I've been the ambassador along with my wife for the last 4 or 5 years. And every year we try and do something to raise awareness, just to step it up a notch, because the Stamps have kind of been leaders in that field. So we thought a comedy night would be awesome, a night where people can just laugh and feel good about themselves. And we chatted with the folks at Yuck Yucks, and they've been amazing. Scott and Angie have just kind of embraced us. And Brian is rolling to town, and he's embraced it as well. And You know, we're going to have a great night. The room's going to be full of some of your favorite Stampeders, because I know I'm not one of them. But there's a lot of guys coming through.
It's true, but it's terrible.
Hey, man.
Full coaching staff, and I'm looking forward to this as much as everyone else, just to kind of have a fun time, listen to Brian. Laurie Gibbs will be our MC, so it's going to be an amazing night. And I can't say enough about the support, you know, from Brian, folks at Yuck Yuck Stampeders, you guys letting us talk about this. It's amazing.
So when is this again? This is
Saturday night.
Okay.
At 6 p.m. is the show. And the information for our show, for the Pink Power, the Tickled Pink Gala, is on stampeders.com. Just go to the Pink Gala tab and all the information is there.
There you go.
And I will be making you laugh in the name of fighting women's cancers.
So how are you, man? First and foremost, thanks for coming back in, because I know you guys, you go on the road.
Calgary.
I'm doing one day of media.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go do the media thing.
But this is for this. You know, we wanted to kind of like get people really out there for the, because, you know, what's great about comedy is it's fun to be the center of attention and make people laugh. But, you know, I always say that charities don't tap into comedy enough. I promise you. If you come out to see me or a group of my friends, you're going to laugh, and you're going to laugh hard for a good 2-3 hours if I put the right team together. So I never understand why people don't use stand-up more. But so we decided to do press this morning because, you know, I mean, I was up very, very late doing my calisthenics.
That's right, yeah.
Naturally.
Post-show, yeah.
That's right. And then I had to shave my body down. That's a whole different story. No, and then we just, you know, he was like, can you do press for the, you know, what am I going to do, wake up a little early? To raise awareness for, it's kind of bad karma to be like, nah, I gotta sleep in. Sorry about all that cancer stuff. I'm tired. No. So it's a privilege, man. Yeah. I'm excited. Well, I can't, you know, it'll be fun.
This is one of your spots, right? I think a lot of people, they'll have their kind of their pocket where it's like, that's my town.
Yeah.
This is your town.
It's people come out in force to see me. It's so flattering. It's such a great thing. You know, you get older, you're doing it more, you get more of a following and stuff, but there's something about Calgary from day one, man. Day one. I think we sold out every show. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So it's a privilege.
Well, the pressure's on, because I know that every time I tell someone that you're coming down, everyone's like, you are going to die. Like, it's the best show ever. And
well, that's awesome.
Obviously, I don't know all the comedians out there. When anyone I tell about this event says it's the best stand-up.
Well, I'm biased. I mean, great. Scotty brings a lot of guys through. I mean, I'm a big fan.
Thank you, sir.
You do, obviously, you've got, what, 3 podcasts?
Yeah.
Fighter and the Kid, your
Fighter
own
and the Kid,
10-minute
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah.
And people will text, and it's like, appreciate you. Is that 10-minute podcast? Am I
that's
hearing 10-minute podcast?
That's
you can't help, but if you listen to it, you start to talk like
you
it.
You start talking
and
like
you really do, right? And if people haven't listened to this
and
thing,
we,
it's...
we appreciate you.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. And we do... appreciate you.
And Brian, along with Chris D'Elia and Will Sasso, Canadian guy.
Yeah,
it's 10 minutes.
Yeah,
with or without a Nature Box ad at the start.
That is correct.
But what has this done for you? Because I saw a girl. I think you retweeted or maybe Scotty did. Hey, I'm coming with my personalized T-shirt. I'm making a shirt for the show.
Yeah, it's nuts, dude.
And it's all from this podcast.
Let me give you an example. The Fighter and the Kid I do with Brendan Schaub, who's a UFC fighter, and about to fight Travis Brown, and. He was so witty and funny, and he's an athlete. He's kind of like Randy. Like a lot of athletes, you're spending so much time on your skill set. It's hard to, you know, necessarily be the funniest guy. But football players, because I think they're in a locker room and they're around their team and there's so much interaction, I've always been really impressed with football players, not only intelligence and how they articulate, but a lot of times they're just funny dudes because that's how they kind of deal with the tension. That's how they deal with each other in the locker room. So what's really interesting is you find football players with a high level of social intelligence and with a sense of humor. Like, I've been watching him talk. Like, his ability to remember names, like he's just
used to
this.
It's the worst, actually.
It's actually good. I was impressed. But so Brennan was just so funny, and we start doing this podcast. Well, cut to it being in the top 5 in iTunes, the number 1 for 5 months in viewed podcast. And when we put T-shirts out, like, he'll design a T-shirt, and we'll sell, like, 1,000 T-shirts. We sell out in hours.
Yeah.
So it's so weird. And then they come to my shows and they're wearing the T-shirts. So it's just, I never thought any of this would happen.
It's so accessible, right? Whether you're at the gym, in your car, going to sleep, waking up, it's everywhere if you want it.
It also allows you to be really authentic.
Yeah.
Like that's my rule. Just be honest. I don't be, you know, I don't want, maybe because I just don't believe in hurting anybody's feelings or doing anything negative. I just don't, and I never thought that stuff was funny. But you can be honest with who you really are, and that's what's pretty cool.
So with the 10-minute podcast, you take a lot of shots. I mean, if there's a whipping boy, it's
I
you.
Am the whipping boy, and yeah. I'm the oldest in the group. They have no respect.
That's right.
No
and
it,
so is how close is what people, because again, it's bits and you put stuff together.
Yeah.
But you can tell there's the interactions that are real.
Yeah.
Like,
we improvise that. There's nobody's writing anything down.
Yeah.
It's not scripted. We just get together and act like idiots.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, 3 11-year-olds in a treehouse.
Yeah. Because when I said you were coming on, people started to, it's like they have requests.
I know.
From the 10-minute podcast. Well, last time we were through, you had been on the Jay Moore podcast. We played a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
About how you had, I know, Jay, you'll have it there. You had picked up the game of tennis. I know you were telling
yes.
Jay, and we got you to tell the story. I think it was your hara, is that word?
Well, I work from a hara.
Your hara?
There are different haras.
Yeah.
But that's my...
And then you made the very primal scream. Jay, do you have that?
So it really goes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I can tell. That
it
was
really distracting it to the... It's kind yeah. of a Zeppelin immigrant song. And
that's,
by that time, he's hit it back, but he's
that's
like,
right.
that's annoying,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
But that's how I win. That's how I climb into your kitchen.
Right. So if
that's
people...
very good. I forgot I did that. I'm very funny a year
really
ago.
You really are. Yeah.
You're going to see you
I just cracked myself up.
Yeah. Brian, Brian the
too.
Kid, Brian Callen, Randy Chevrier here in studio. I'll throw a request because this, I think, was from Golden Years. You
yeah.
have I don't know, grand plans for your retirement. When you're done with show business and
yeah.
you've won show business.
Yeah, when I'm the king of show business.
Yeah, and yeah. specifically the dogs. You catch dogs, I think is what it was. And the
I'll have catch dogs.
Yeah, and what is that exactly?
Catch dog is a dog. It's kind of a pit bull mix. You use it when you hunt your pigs, your wild pigs.
Which you'll have on your...
Yeah, I like to cure my own bacon.
Right.
I use the lard for biscuits. It's nothing like homemade lard
yeah.
biscuits. I'll have somebody like yourself.
Yeah.
Stir my dough, if you know what I mean, with his hands. You're clean. We'll clean you up.
I guess so.
I'll clean you first. I'll
right.
have you clean down. And then you'll use your hands and mix my dough. And
right.
we'll mix the lard that I render myself.
And you have, there's a special technique in how you control the dogs with the...
I can't remember.
The
man.
Controls.
I'm sure whatever I said
you
was
know,
all improvised.
There was
I'm trying to hold character right now.
Anyway.
I don't remember that bit at all. Yeah. How do I catch the dogs?
I don't know what it was. There was a... Hip, yeah. hip, hip. There was some...
Oh, was I doing a...
There was some...
hey,
yeah.
hip. Is that what I was doing? This
yeah.
is how I keep dogs in line?
Yeah, the dog has
because when I mush my dogs, you mean?
No,
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
I got a lot of different noises.
So, podcasts,
yeah,
stand-up,
sex,
movies, television, right?
Yeah.
Ladies.
ladies.
It's because you guys...
I'm a busy man, bro.
I know you are.
So, I know. It's hard to keep this physique going.
The movies and television is still going well for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm doing the Goldbergs, which
yeah.
is really fun. I play a gym teacher from the 80s. I wear very tight flu shorts. It's offensive. It's awful. What's funny about getting older is like when I did looping for a ride along, and I was looking at myself, and I was, you know, you can't help the pausing hand of time, you understand? And I was like, I'm losing my hair. My voice is kind of wispy and reedy. I'm not nearly as broad as I thought I'd be. I had to play a tough cop, and I was like, what is going on there? I look like I like play golf badly, right?
Yeah.
And so I felt bad about myself, and I was signing the thing, and the girl, who was like this young girl, she goes, I just have to tell you, you have just the greatest voice. And I went, I have a great voice. I find my voice very reedy. Like it sounds like somebody's blowing in a reed. And she goes, no, I love it. It's just so soothing. And I said, well, thanks. I've been looking at myself thinking, geez, look at how bad I look. You know,
yeah.
Look, I look like I need a bunch of vitamins and a nap. And she goes, no, you're really handsome. And she hugged me. We were in the elevator, and she kind of reaches out and just grabbed me and held me. I was like, huh, it's very strange.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, thanks for making my day.
Well, you are a burlap sack filled with snakes, right?
Well, my back looks like a barrel of snakes.
Yeah.
I mean, my body, you can't tell, but if you were to stretch human skin over a cheetah, that's what you get. Why is my voice getting all creepy?
I know, it gets creepy, right?
Randy's just like, hey.
Well, I'm loving this.
It's so ridiculous.
So how, I guess, between your life, how much time is spent on the road? How much time is shooting television?
You know, it all depends. Honestly, you make more money on the road. So if I'm going to do TV now, acting is just not as fun as stand-up. It really isn't. Because stand-up, I get to just show up and I get to do my thing for an hour and then hang out with the Stampeders.
That's right.
Right? I mean, we're acting, you're in your trailer all day. It's just never what it's cracked up to be, man.
Do push-ups in the trailer?
Yeah, cool. Well, obviously, naturally.
And that's what I do when I'm in my trailer.
Yeah, you do that. Just a prison workout.
I just chase my kids and throw them around the house. It's like med ball heath.
Just plank for 5 minutes at a time.
What do you? Let's see how we compare in strength. What do you? What do you squat?
I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, what's the most you've done?
Six plates back in the day.
Six plates, which would be 600 pounds.
I don't even know. Six plates, 45. Six 40 pounds.
Plates.
I can't do math anymore.
So, and what about bench?
About 425 at my most.
Oh. Yeah, that's a big kid. He's what I call a horse.
Yeah,
but I don't train like that anymore. Like you said, I'm getting old. I'm 15 years older than a lot of the guys in my team. Like some of them could be my kids.
It's weird,
and
right?
They ask, well, you know, how do you last so long? Like, what are you doing? I was like, my training's different. When I, you know, when I was young, coming out of college, it's upper body day, leg day, upper body day, and rest. Now it's like I do full body all the time, so I'm not as strong as I used to be. But
you're comprehensive, like you gotta
more fit.
Yeah
we were talking about that. Like he's like, well, what were you really good at? I was like, I was not really good at anything except,
dude, you played
working hard and snapping a football between my legs.
But still, I mean, to last 13 years is no joke, or whatever. Yeah. It was that's ridiculous.
Yeah
that's a long career.
Appreciate that.
Speaking of noises, like how you would control your catch dogs. Yeah. What's the noise you make when you snap that football? He makes it's a very unique.
I thought
it was more of a grunt, and
it's a little bit more. I actually have to be. You can't recreate.
Well, it's come on.
Oh, I'm not snapping a football in here.
What are you talking about? That's what we're doing here. Just come on, get up. Because I know you have to get up.
I need to actually be throwing a ball between my legs.
Hey man, yeah, he needs
the ball. Take my thermos
and break something with it. But seriously, like I've lasted long because I'm really good at throwing a ball between my legs. And before that, I was really awesome at doing can openers in the pool, which I recreated this week at the Canal Flats kids hockey tournament.
Sure.
And they had a diving board, and apparently I was the hit of the whole pool because my kid likes me more for the fact that my splash and my can opener reaches the light post.
You can carry it. You can create a hell of a splash.
It's important as a father. I think we can all speak.
But what I realized is that was the skill that I perfected every day of my life as a kid. When my parents threw me out of the house, I had nowhere to go. I went to the pool. That was the skill that I perfected. Until I figured out that throwing a ball between my legs can get me paid for 14 years.
So you're good at repetition until you...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man. That's a big thing.
He's
it
good.
All starts when you're a young gentleman and you discover women for the first time.
That's it.
Repetition.
Ladies, check this out. I got good repetition.
That's
too.
Right.
Real
over
good.
And over.
Real good.
No,
the noises
no.
I make. This is for you and this more. Too much? Is this a family show?
No.
No.
All right.
Just
no.
Dudes.
There it is.
Just
there
it is.
That's what I say. There it is. And one more. And this one's for the Stampeders. And so's this one. And one more. And hell, let's just throw in one more.
Yeah. Now,
there it goes.
Now you're not playing. You should be playing, right? Are you the best long slapper in the Canadian?
Long snapper. He's also a long slapper.
Yeah.
You know what? You ask me what I'm the best at. I'm not the fastest. I'm not, you know.
Are you the best long snapper in the league?
I believe I am the best long snapper still in the CFL, and I'd put it up against the guys in the South.
There you go.
But right now, I'm playing a role on the team where the person, Tim St. Pierre, who's playing long snapper for me, he can do a little bit more on the roster. He's younger. He plays fullback. He does a little bit more. So, you know, when you're trying to build a CFL roster, you're trying to get the most bang for your buck, so to speak.
Can he do 425 on the bench?
He's pretty strong.
Some of those guys are ridiculous.
But
the funny thing is he's 255 and he's a trim 255.
Yeah.
But it's funny, and you probably, I mean, there are a lot of guys that are just bigger than you are too.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm nothing compared to some of the guys that will be there tomorrow night and some of the guys that I played with in the past. I used to take practice reps against Larry Allen when I was in Dallas. This guy is he's not even the tallest human being I met. The tallest human being was right next to him. And that was Flozell Adams. The two biggest, ginormous human beings I've ever met in my life. And I used to have to run practice squat against them. And I was 315 pounds. And those guys could pick me up with one arm, move me to the side, and Emmett Smith would just run right by.
So weird.
Like, it was...
It's so weird it has a pecking order in strength.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he bench pressed 700 pounds.
700 pounds?
Yes, there's a video on YouTube of Larry Allen bench pressing 700 pounds. Find it. I know it's there. It's
700 pounds.
I couldn't fathom that. And I think 425 is pretty good. And I worked my whole college career and half my pro career to get to that. And now I'm on the way down.
He's throwing up 700 pounds.
And he's 6'3", 325.
Yeah, that's a
like,
big
that's
kid.
That's a mountain.
Yeah. And that's not even the tallest.
No.
Look up Flozell Adams. I mean, this guy was like, must have been 6'10", it looked like to me. And again, my first year in the NFL, I came from McGill University where, you know, our biggest guy was about 6'7". There were some big guys, but you know, we only had like 200 people in the stands, and one was my mom and one was my girlfriend. So you go to Dallas, and it's like everything's just bigger in Texas.
Flozell
Adams. Well, and you know what's crazy is now you can't even outrun those guys. You think, well, yeah, he's big, but you know, I get away from him. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
He's going to run you down.
Yep. Yeah.
And then snap you in half.
That's right. Yep. I'm really supple, though, so it's hard to snap me in half. I just bend.
Is that right? Sinewy?
You're like a child. You know?
Yeah.
Children.
Like, yeah, that's what it is. I'm a baby.
A bib.
That's right.
Brian Callen, when was the last time you were in town?
I don't know. Scott, a year ago?
It feels like less than a year.
The last day I left, it was incredible weather, and the last day I left, it was literally like, you know, just there was like 5 inches of snow on the ground, and it just coming down hard. And I just I drove away in the car, giving everybody the finger.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Going,
I'm out of here.
Going to Southern California. Thanks for the sunshine and the laughs and the money.
Yeah, sitting in first class.
Me.
Well, that's right. Did you ask, is D'Elia going to hook you up with some extra bags when you get home?
Such a that bad person. I was about to say a bad word. Chris D'Elia is becoming famous, right? He's a comic, and he's on his TV show, and he'll call me, hey, bro, do you have any bags lying around? I need some bags.
Like shopping, plastic shopping bags, yeah.
I'm like, what do you need bags for, bro? And he's like, I just keep making all this money. I don't know what to do. Hey, he's getting so, like, it's weird when your friends get really rich. I got a text from him the other day, and it just said, you're poor, LOL. I was like, I will fight you right now, bro. I'll fight you now. Or he'll send me pictures of just this ticket stub. Like, it'll be like $35,000. And he's like, weird, huh? I'm like, I'll literally punch you in the heart.
That's like what NFL guys do to CFL guys.
Of course.
Yep, Canadian money, hey?
I know.
It's so funny, man.
I know. It's so annoying.
And what about the other, what about Sasso? What's he doing?
Sasso is riding his bike around Venice, and he's working, though. He's always working. He's always doing
stuff. With his Vibram shoes, hiking.
Yeah, yeah. He plays volleyball with us sometimes, and he's just, Sasso's, I think, the most talented person I've ever met. I've never seen anybody do characters the way he does. Like, he's just a nut. But, you know, I'll text him things. I just torture him, too. So I'll be like, bro, there's a sale on ribbons. You should put some in your hair. You know, he doesn't have any hair.
Right.
You know, whatever I say to him, you know, I'll just call him and I'll just say, you're a donut, huh? You're a doughboy donut, huh? That's all I say.
You're a doughgo.
Not a donut, man.
One more time, the Saturday night, obviously, Brian, now you're there. Two shows tonight. Where are we at? Probably chance. Anybody getting in? Tickets for the late show, and that's about
Sorry, Calgary. I guess you love me so much. But just buy tickets. Don't buy tickets for tonight. Buy tickets for tomorrow. And there's cupcakes here.
Oh, yeah. Coconuts.
Yeah. Buy cupcakes. I mean, buy tickets buy tomorrow. Cupcake. For real. 6 o'clock. Calgary Stampeders. They're hosting Tickle Pink. It's for a very good cause. I promise you, I will make you laugh. I haven't been very funny this morning. Sorry, I'm tired.
No, it's good, man. Truly one of the most energetic and just
powerful. Supple.
Powerful.
Want to go ride the LRT? I got to go to the stadium to work out. You can come work out with us.
I love it. You're riding the man, you should have a chauffeur.
You should.
I'll make a call for you.
Back in the day, hey?
Brian the Kid Callen, Randy Chevrier, Tickled Pink tomorrow. Callen, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. And again, man, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I felt bad you were here yesterday. We didn't
No,
didn't
I
make
appreciate
room.
It, man.
That's right.
Immigrants.
Man, that's really a long one. That's only when I'm really, really getting under the ball. It's only when I'm really brushing up on the ball.
That's right. It's a lot of top spin on that. Right from the hara.
Yeah, it's from my hara.